Matthew reminds us that all of this, meaning the visit of the angel to Mary and Joseph, all of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. The train that Sandra and I were riding in northern Romania had come to a halt at the first of two railway stations in the city of Suceava. It was about 10 o'clock in the evening, and outside, everything was dark. Too dark, really. Our plan was to meet a missionary who would take us to his home for the night. But as we picked up our bags, the Romanian woman sitting just behind us, who knew no English, nevertheless motioned to us in a sign of warning, in effect telling us with her eyes and her motions, "Don't get off the train here. This is not the right place." Well, nevertheless, we stepped off into the night and almost immediately realized the gravity of our mistake. There was no sidewalk. There were no railings. There were no lights. The station itself, once we got close enough to see, appeared to be utterly abandoned. A quick glance behind us, and we saw the train, the lights of the train, moving away in the distance. And in that moment, I think both of us knew, we understood that we were in trouble. We had the unsettling sense, and have you been there, of being completely alone. And so we grasped each other's hand and we prayed, something like this: "Oh God, somehow give us your help in this situation." And almost as soon as the prayer ended, we heard a man nearby speaking in English. Turned out to be a Romanian soldier walking with some of his friends. And so we hastened over to him, asked him if indeed he spoke the language. And the result was that this young man immediately came to our side, and more importantly, he came to our rescue. He ushered us over to the street. He hailed a cab. He gave the driver instructions on how to take us to the other working train station in that city. And within an hour, we were safe and warm in the missionary's home, and yes, laughing about the whole affair. I think one of the most disturbing of all human emotions is the feeling of being alone, of being isolated, cut off from other people. And it's even worse when those feelings are about God. And I think at this point, when we're reading the scripture here, at this point in their history, many in Israel, if they had been honest, they would have said that they felt themselves spiritually alone. Some 500 years before Christ, the nation, or the remnant of the nation, had come back from Babylonian captivity to rebuild the city of Jerusalem. But even then, history records that they did not have their political freedom. And ever since, except for a brief rebellion about 160 years before Christ, Israel had been under the domination of foreign powers. Where was God in all of this adversity? Had God abandoned, left alone, His chosen people? Coupled with oppression, the nation also had ceased to hear the voice of God through His appointed spokesman. When the angel came to visit Mary and Joseph, the facts were that it had been over 400 years since the voice of a prophet rang throughout the land of Israel. Why wasn't God speaking? Had Israel been left spiritually adrift without guidance and without the leadership of their God? And oh, by the way, where was this Messiah, this deliverer that had been promised? In the midst of this national darkness, in the midst of this aloneness, the angel of God came first to the teenager Mary, and a bit later to her espoused husband Joseph, with a startling announcement. And the announcement was this, that God had in fact never abandoned His people, and He was about to intervene in their lives and in human history once again. A baby would be born to this young couple. A baby who was none other than the Son of God, the promised Messiah, the Deliverer. And as if to answer the deepest complaints of the hearts of His people, this divine being announces that one of the names by which the child is to be known is Emmanuel. And of course it means God is with us. Here's the truth, Israel. God seemed to be saying, whatever you may think about your situation right now, however isolated and abandoned you may imagine yourself to be, personally or as a people, the reality is you are not alone. You are not alone. I think of the nation, this nation, and I think of their history. And in a large sense, it's been a history of loners. Of people who, in the course of following God, of doing what God asked them to do, becoming leaders for Him, found themselves very much isolated, separated, and apart. Here's Noah. You remember him. Can you imagine this? Just think about it practically for a minute. Can you imagine that following the passing of his father, here is a man who discovers, except perhaps for his three sons, that he is the only man left in the world who truly walks with God. And to compound his sense of isolation, he's given this, what can we call it? This incredibly outrageous task of building a gigantic boat to save his family from some future catastrophe that even his neighbors never believe is going to happen. He's a man alone. Or Abram, leaving most of his family and friends behind in Haran, he wanders south into Canaan, and he finds himself surrounded on all sides by people who don't worship his God, who don't share his morality, who view him with suspicion and even hostility. And other than his wife and his servants, he's a pilgrim in an alien world. And Jacob, whose name was later changed to Israel, runs as a young man from his home and his angry brother, leaving behind his beloved parents for almost 20 years, while he serves an uncle who becomes more resentful against him with each passing day. Talk about emotional isolation. And then there's Moses, the guy who never really wanted the job that God gave him. There's Moses who finds himself frustrated, perplexed in leading a nation of people who almost always do exactly the opposite of what God wants them to do. And so maybe that picture we have of him, born out of the movies, that artistic rendering we have, is accurate after all. Up on the mountain he is, stalwart, frowning, his magnificent hair blowing in the wind, cradling those two tablets of stone, and I believe utterly and profoundly alone. And yet the Bible records that for all of these leaders, these godly people, and for the godly people who followed them, especially the prophets of Israel, who always had a lonely role to fill. For all of them, the record is that God would come to them in visions and in dreams, in physical manifestations, through divine representatives such as angels and other prophets, God would come to them. And in effect, He would say, keep on obeying Me. Keep on serving Me. Keep doing what I am asking you to do. I am with you. I am Emmanuel for you. You are never alone. Now, if you're like me, you know these things about God, the promises He's made of His abiding presence for us, the way He has come to us and befriended us, the ways He sustained us and delivered us and healed us and provided for us and been our companion and guide down through the years. But hopefully you're not like me in another respect. Because I, from time to time, develop some form of, what could we call it? A spiritual amnesia. So that, even though I know the record of Scripture, and even though I've seen God work in my life again and again, with each new crisis I face, I tend to forget. And so with each new dilemma, the first assumption I make is the one that says, I have to handle this thing alone. And of course, nothing could be further from the truth. The truth is that God, because of my faith in His Son, has been with me, yes, in the past. He is with me now. And He will remain with me for all of my days. That's exactly what Jesus said to His followers. Before He ascended into heaven, He said, and surely, just remember this, and surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The incredibly reassuring and comforting message of Christmas is that we have a God who is anything but removed from us, anything but remote and aloof, anything but absent and uninterested. He is a God who is anything but detached and distant. No, God is here. God is with us. God is Emmanuel. And when life takes an unexpected, and it will, when life takes an unexpected and unwelcome detour into darkness, and when it feels as if you've, what? Stepped off the train at the wrong station into the terror of the night. God, the Bible promises, will come alongside you with reassurance and friendship, speaking the language of your heart. And He will lead you back into the light. And you'll know all over again in those moments that because of Christmas, we are never, ever alone.